There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. If you're listening to us on the East Coast, we say good afternoon and welcome one and all. Facebook viewers, Facebook Live here on this Saturday. Happy weekend to you. Also, again, this afternoon, we're going to be on AM 740. The rest of you, Biz Talk Radio, wherever you're listening to us, streaming, and however you get to us, we do appreciate that. As we continue, 855-424-9825. Want to give us a call? I know we've got some Facebook questions, but first of all, let's go to one of those phone calls. Santa Barbara is our destination. Paul is standing by. Hey, Paul, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show. How can we help you? Paul in Santa Barbara, you're on the air. And maybe Paul couldn't wait and wasn't as patient as we hoped. But Paul, if you do want to call us back. There he is. Hey, Paul.
Hey, with my avocado tree, you guys have coached me with that. You're my go-to guys.
Okay.
My avocado tree is huge, and I don't know if I should prune it, and if so, when, and how much do I prune it?
Well, you can prune an avocado, Paul, to keep it to the size that you want.
You can top it, right?
Right. You can cut it back as much as you want. As a matter of fact, frequently they'll take an entire avocado grove and change it from one variety to another, and they'll cut trees that are fully mature down to about 3 feet.
3 foot stump.
And then they graft the new branches into it. So you can cut it back as much as you want, but don't do it right now because the weather's been a little cool. I would wait probably till maybe the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can cut it back as much as you want, but the more you cut it back, you will be cutting back your crop for that first year.
Less production year one?
Just for the first year, right. But it'll come back right away.
And
it'll grow really fast. It'll grow really fast because then you're going to have this giant root system without anything on top. So it won't take long at all to recover.
And then one thing I will mention, too, when trimming it back is that avocados are very sensitive to extreme sunlight. So one of the things that you want to do is if you do, I don't know, I mean, if you just do a slight pruning, you know, just to maybe take a quarter of the foliage or branching away, you probably don't have to worry about it.
But now he's got exposure.
Right. But if you do half of the tree where you're kind of taking away some foliage and branching, it really opens up light to the trunk. And you might want to whitewash the trunk to protect it kind of like a sunscreen from any kind of severe sunburning or any heat that goes directly into the inside of the tree.
Okay. Okay, now also I'm worried about the branches stick out so far from the trunk. Will they just fall off if they get out too far? What happens to them?
You know what? It's funny that you say that because if you go to an avocado orchard and you walk through during the middle of the fruiting season, they have all these sticks holding up branches of the tree because of that same exact problem is that they get these really, really long branches off to the sides, and then they get fruit on them, and they get really, really heavy. Yeah, you want to be careful of that because the fruit will break off those branches really easily. They're not very strong wood trees. So you can do a couple things. You can either prune to avoid that, or, you know, when it is fruiting and you do have these massive branches with fruit on them, you can do what they do in the orchards and put a few supports in there to help keep the branches upright and avoid them from breaking.
Okay. I think what I'll do is prune it back a little bit, wait until maybe the end of next month, first April, whatever, and then pick off the fruit that I pruned the branches off of. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's probably a good recommended time for almost any fruit,
right,
is to cut it back right after you've harvested.
Okay,
oh,
Paul?
Okay. All right, that's great. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your call.
And I'm glad we're your go-to for avocados and anything else you can think of.
And, you know, one of the important things that Tom Spellman's always kind of preached whenever we had him on is prune the tree to work for you.
Yeah, so you can reach up there and grab the fruit.
You know, he always says if the tree is too big and you can't harvest it, then it's worthless already. So why not keep the tree to a shape that's manageable to you?
Right.
And enjoy what it gives you because, yeah, you can have a 20-foot tall avocado that's 20 feet wide, but if you can't get to any of the fruit, there's no point in having it at all.
Okay, so aside from when you trim it, the exposure to sunlight for avocados, are avocado trees pretty tenacious? Are they easy to grow?
Their
roots are above ground, aren't they, for the most part? Don't they stick up out of the ground, John?
Surface
roots?
Well, they're not very deep. There's no tap roots. So they need to be watered more frequently than other trees, but not as deeply. So you don't have to water as long.
So I guess, is it an easy tree to grow and maintain?
As long as you have a soil that drains well, because you can get root rot in heavy soils.
Okay.
So that's one thing to watch out for. Hey, I've got a tip for our listeners.
Okay, and then we're going to get to a Facebook question or two, Tiger?
All right.
Okay, we've got a John Bagnasco tip of the week.
Well, this might be the tip of this year because, as you know, I just wrote a book with Bob Reed Miller called Success with Succulents.
Right, which, by the way, has been very successful so far.
That's right. However, it's $24.99 is the retail price of this book. And I just went to Amazon.com, and this is a mistake on Amazon's part, I'm sure. But you can buy the book now, brand new, for $5.05.
$5.05.
And how they do that, I don't know. As you would say, volume.
How do we do it? Volume.
But, you know, what a great deal. Brand new book. And if you have Amazon Prime, it's free shipping. So $5.05. I have a book signing coming up in March.
With Bob.
So I may buy some of these.
Yourself.
To resell at the book signing. But, you know, if you happen not to be in the area where we are doing a book signing, you know, go online and get it. $5.05. It's called Success with Succulents. And how long that'll be up there, I don't know. It even says on there, get it by today. So does that mean that's the last?
Maybe. Get it by today.
You have to order it?
Perhaps.
I mean, they can't ship it and have it.
No. I think you have to submit your order today, right?
I don't know.
Okay. I just loaded up the link for people that are following on our Facebook to be able to just click and buy it right
now.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Look at Tiger. I mean, he's going crazy. Not only that, but he's got some Facebook questions and comments, but what questions do we have coming in, Tiger?
So we had a question that came in through our interview Joyce, I believe it was. And she was wondering about plants that grow on small balconies, about a 5 by 8 foot size, east facing, if that matters. And yes,
because that's where
direction does matter.
Sun's coming right up there.
Exactly.
Early morning sunshine.
But then we also know because of that there's no afternoon. Right.
And it's going to get cold and a lot of shadows.
Exactly. And for those of people that don't know about facing also is that the afternoon sun is warmer than the morning sun.
Yep,
and
much
so
warmer.
You have to consider things like heat and sunlight and shading and all of that fun stuff. But for plants that grow on small balconies, east-facing, I'm assuming these are going to be in containers because if it's a balcony, they probably don't have giant planters.
Right.
But one of the things that is just now breaking into the nurseries, because we're getting into spring, are a lot of the Supertunia and Calibricoa varieties, and there's all kinds of fun colors and combination of colors that they're having now. And Alice just sent me a availability from Loghouse with some of the varieties that she's producing up there, and just neat combinations of the lemon slice, where it's a yellow.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ones.
With it, what would you describe it? Yellow with a white stripe in
or
it?
Or white with a yellow stripe, or, either yeah, one.
Either way.
And these are lemons?
Well, no. This one's a Calibricoa.
Calibricoas
so
are like baby
small
petunias.
Oh, okay. Exactly. You're talking about the color. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then there's the Supertunias, and there's a couple different varieties of Supertunia. There's Supertunia, which is, I think, a proven winner brand.
Right.
And then there's Crazy Tunia, which is some other company's brand. I don't know the companies behind it. But anyways, there are all these.
And then there's Serfinias.
Serfinias.
That's what you're thinking of, I think.
No, she said they on their Loghouse, it said Crazy Tunia.
Oh, Crazy Tunias are a group of petunias grown for their unusual colors.
Oh, okay.
I mean, really cool colors.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that if you're planning a balcony garden right now and you want color, the neat thing about these is unlike classic petunias, these Calibricoas and these other varieties of petunias, They grow much better. They keep compact, they keep cleaner, and they put out more flowers, which is kind of what you want.
Absolutely.
Because most of the petunias get big and traily and they hang over too far.
Okay, it is break time. Going to take a little break here, pay some bills. If you want to talk to us via the old telephone, it's 855-424-9825. Also, Facebook Live, questions, comments, or John, that's him right there, John, at GardenAmerica.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Yes, that's the way to do it with questions and comments, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Facebook Live, too. You can even converse with each other. Several ways to do it. And we do appreciate you tuning in here. Biz Talk Radio, thanking the good folks at Biz Talk Radio keeping us on the air. Zach, if you do call us, Zach will answer the phone and put you in line for your phone calls. What else happened, Tiger?
So, you know, one of the things that was hot when we first got started in this morning's show was the temperatures. And a few people loaded up their nighttime temperatures that they had. Some people were at 39, some people were at 33, you know, just cooler temperatures than
right,
what you would want
sure.
for your garden. John had mentioned that his sun patients had froze this week, and did we load up that
yep,
picture of
yep,
them?
I put it on our Facebook
and,
page.
You know,
take
that's
a look
what
at it.
That's what we would call melting, because basically it just looks like
right.
they got toasted and burnt.
They look,
it's
they look the
freezing.
Opposite of what happened. You think they got burnt.
Right.
But they
exactly.
froze.
You think it'd be too much sun. Now, so I was going to mention to our listeners about when you should be concerned. You know, what temperatures should you be concerned at for your garden? Now, for people that have a normal landscape, just shrubs and trees and standard plants, I would call them, where
nothing
you're
special.
Not real sensitive. When temperatures drop into the low 30s, even to the 20s, you really have no real need for concern, you know, because most things aren't going to get affected by that. If it's only a isolated event, maybe one night, maybe two nights kind of a thing. Now, the subtropicals and the more tender flowers, if it drops below 40, you have to have concern. Even one night. You said those supertunias happen just with one frost, because you had 2 days of frost,
right.
but with the first day, that's when it happened, right?
The first day is when it happened, and
right.
then the second day, just to make sure they didn't get back up.
Well, I mean, that's the truth, too, is that sometimes if it happens, it's an isolated event, maybe only got down into the 30s for a few hours of the night. If it doesn't happen again, those plants can sometimes come back.
But those plants also react so quickly to any temperature change, whether it's no water, whether they get dried out, they really react quickly.
Yeah, and, you know, so those tender subtropicals that you have to watch out for just on an any given night kind of a thing. You know, but then at the same time, on the reverse side of it, is that those nighttime temperatures, when they drop down for some of our dormant plants, you know, maybe it's a hydrangea, maybe a fruit tree, they're actually beneficial, because that's when we talked about before that the bugs die.
Right.
The plant goes into full dormancy, where it gives it an opportunity to rest or have that period of time where it's not trying to actively grow. And so, you know, when people are gardening and they look at these temperatures and they get affected by them, whether it's a plant that gets lost or a, you know, plant that, you know, is responding well to it, like bulbs will respond well to really cool temperatures.
Oh, they
you
like
certain bulbs.
Yeah.
That you know, I think that we can't get lost in that we expect everything to grow all the time. And that's just not the case. That people need to know that there's seasonality, and no matter where you are affected by that seasonality, and that, you know, you need to be willing to lose something every once in a while. Like John's a good sport about it, because he knows that was going to happen. He knew that probably was going to occur. And, you know, it's going to happen, and sometimes you're going to get lucky when you roll the dice, and sometimes you don't.
Well, you know, it's a very fun plant to grow, and as much as they do react to weather conditions, just plant some more, John. Right? I mean, that's right? It's the thing.
And as a general rule of thumb for my own garden is I never assume a plant is not hardy unless I've killed it three times.
The three-time rule.
Three-time rule.
Yeah.
But sometimes even then, I'll go four or five.
But that wasn't even your fault in the sense of that plant did what it needed to do. The plant was successful. It just can't survive in those temperatures.
Now, how many times, generally speaking, in your area, Fallbrook, San Diego County, do you get temperatures that low in the wintertime?
Oh.
Well, last year, never that low, because the impatience went right through the winter with no problem.
So this is not something that's going to happen every year guaranteed.
Mm. No.
So, again, taking Tiger's point one step further, it's one of those things that happened.
Yeah.
And you're not
it's
a failure.
Just one of those things.
You're not a failure. We love you.
I don't
feel
like a failure.
No, we love you.
but now that Tiger called him out and called him a failure, no.
That's right.
I'm feeling bad now.
Hey, we got an email from Patty in San Marcos, and she sent me a picture of aloe vera leaves that they were selling at Walmart.
Just the leaves?
Just the leaves?
Just the leaves.
Wow.
Okay, and what are we supposed to do with them?
Just to heal yourself, like a wound? Like
they
put it in the medicine aisle?
I think it was probably in the produce section, but yeah, you would use the leaves for itches, scratches, burns.
Okay.
Nice.
But anyway, her question was, would these root? And it is possible, but not likely.
Probable, yeah.
And the reason it's not likely is that aloe vera has, the leaves have so much moisture in them that they usually would rot before they would root. If you did want to try to root one, I would use plain perlite and also keep it warm, because a combination of moisture and cold weather and it would rot for sure.
Hmm. Yeah.
So selling leaves at Walmart, aloe vera leaves.
Okay. I don't know what they sell for, because you can buy a plant for $3
next to nothing,
kind of a thing. And, you know, then you'd have your own whole aloe vera plant to be able to harvest leaves from for the whole life.
You know, when I think I might have told you this story before, but when my oldest son was little, he started walking at 9 months. And, you know, the doctor had warned us. He said, you know, don't think that he's mature. He just happens to be a baby who's walking.
Yeah, right.
At 9 months. And so we always, you know, we tried to watch him and everything, but one morning he got up and pulled on the tablecloth, at breakfast tablecloth, and there was a cup of hot tea on there, pulled it off the table and ended up burning his shoulder. So we rushed him to the hospital, but on the way, I stopped where I knew there was an aloe vera plant growing, and because he was screaming, and we rubbed aloe vera on him the whole time as we were going to the hospital. And as soon as we rubbed it on him, he stopped crying. And we rubbed it on until we got to the hospital, and we get there, and the first thing the nurse says is, what is this all over him? And we said, well, we rubbed some aloe vera. She said, never put anything on a wound except for ice. You know,
ice?
Making us feel really bad. You know, it's our first child, and we think we're doing something right, and they're just berating us for doing this. She goes, this is a severe burn. He's going to have some scarring. So that, you know, doctor came in, he told us basically the same thing. We had to bring him in the next day to be checked out. So we took him home, and the next day when we brought him in, the burn had been completely healed.
And they said to you?
And they said, you know, well, he's lucky.
Exactly.
I'm sure it was the aloe vera.
Absolutely.
You know?
It is break time. Questions, comments, Facebook Live. Love to hear from you. Plenty of time. We're going to answer your questions. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com. or give us a call, 855-424-9825.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are rolling on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. 855-424-9825, Facebook Live questions, comments, or john@gardenamerica.com. And we have some stuff on Facebook Live, Tiger, right?
Yeah, we have a lot going on right now.
A lot of stuff. What's going on?
A lot of chatter. So Heidi Sam had written to us saying, do you think a bottle palm would do okay in Ramona? And so first off, we need some clarification because like a lot of things in life,
right.
That's a pretty common name for a wide selection of different palms. And
right.
So I loaded up two.
It would be like if I said tiger.
Yeah,
right.
Am I talking about tiger palafox? Am I talking about a tiger from the forest?
A Bengal tiger?
A white snow tiger?
Yeah.
No. So I did load up two links onto our Facebook live feed that says, number one, the Bucarnia, which you had mentioned is a body palm, bottle palm or ponytail palm, people know right. It, will survive in Ramona.
It's right. Actually not a palm at all.
No, it is not.
But it's, again, a common name. It'll take temperatures down to about 20 degrees.
Once so that would be safe in Ramona.
Right. But
in a normal year.
Yeah.
I believe it's pronounced Hyophorbe or Hyphorbe is another bottle palm.
Yeah, the Hyophorbe has zero chance of growing in
Ramona.
And
that barely grows in Florida where it would
it's
do
got a
thriving.
Zero chance of growing in San Diego.
Yeah.
If you were in a protected microclimate, possibly.
Now taking these species of these bottle palms,
yeah.
If you were to take a picture of different ones, would you be able to recognize?
Oh, yeah. They look very different.
So if she posted a picture or sent it, you could say, yes, that will survive. No, that won't survive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be pretty easy. And you know, I will say for those of you that are listening to and aren't familiar with Ramona, Ramona is an eastern part of San Diego that's up in the mountains.
It does get very cold.
They get very cold and they get very hot.
Yeah.
So very extremes for that. And that's what subtropicals don't like. They'll either like it kind of like one way or the other or right in the middle consistently. They don't like big shifts. And, you know, particularly the bottle palm, the Hyophorbe one, and
that's not even a subtropical. That's a true tropical.
True tropical.
Right.
Is that they are filled with water for the most part. And because of that, when you have really hot temperatures or really cold temperatures, that affects the plant a lot more because, you know, it'll either, you know, freeze the plant and all the way through the cells will freeze. Or at the other side of it, in really hot temperatures, the plant gets hot inside. And sometimes plants that have a lot of water in them and they get really, really hot can't sustain that as well.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
So they hope that answers your questions. And if you do want to send us a picture, you can do that by simply going to, go to your browser. Go on the Internet, john@gardenamerica.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we can sell for sure.
Or we can tell as well.
Yeah.
Sell or tell.
I had a couple people say they were able to order the book on Amazon.
Yeah.
Kathy up in Neyland said she bought it last week for $10. So now it's $5.05. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Up and down. But still a great price for $10.
Yeah.
All that knowledge and information.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
For a brand new book, basically, too.
Right out of the box.
So,
yes,
Rick.
Rick's got a rather long question.
Yeah, but it's pretty simple because
okay.
He was just talking about his tomatoes and how his problem with tomatoes wasn't the cold, as we were talking about earlier, but the problems with the heat. And he was mentioning a problem that he's run into where as soon as the buds of the tomatoes start to open, it gets really, really hot temperatures. And, you know, that would kill the pollen, and then the buds would just fall off. And then when that happens, there's no fruit. And he says it's happened like 4 years in a row. Now, John, that's kind of new to me as far as it getting hot and causing the buds to fall off. Now, I know one problem that some people can have with tomatoes and the buds dropping or is the calcium deficient idea where, you know, they use a product like Blossom Set Spray that also prevents
Blossom end rot?
Yeah.
Is that am I right?
or is it fruit? What is it called? Is it blossom end rot?
Why am I to set the tomatoes?
Well, no, but what's the problem called?
The disease.
Blossom end rot?
Blossom end rot is where the bottom of the tomato turns black.
Okay, so it is blossom end rot, not fruit end rot. Why am I thinking fruit end rot? I don't know. Anyways.
Do you want to go to work at the nursery today?
Hey, I don't even know what's in stock.
I think
at the
you
nursery.
Could just interpret for him, Brian.
So
that would be a big help.
You know, that's a common problem where people that have kind of a calcium deficiency in the plants where they'll use a calcium set spray, which helps set fruit. You know, what about the temperatures? Could that force the blossoms to fall
most
off?
Most tomatoes will not set fruit with temperatures over 85 degrees.
Uh-huh.
So they stop setting fruit. But there are some varieties of tomatoes that are heat tolerant. One is Costa Ludo Genovese. The Sun Sugar, which is the cherry tomato.
Very sweet tomato.
Yeah, sweet cherry tomato. That takes the heat real well. And also Black Creme. All those take the heat. But now, Rick used to live in Monrovia, California. Now he's up in Grants Pass,
he's
Oregon.
He's got to completely change the way he gardens.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have that problem up in Grants Pass. There you've got to look for tomatoes that have a little shorter seasons.
Tolerate cooler temperatures.
Right.
Lenore has 6 dormant plumerias in the ground, and she's worried about them now. The lowest was 33 degrees that they got to, and they look okay. How do you think they will do, and how can I help? Well, the plumerias are a tropical also, and they don't like those really, really cold temperatures either. But it's hard because they are dormant right now, and they don't look any different.
You know, yeah.
You know, you could have a tomato, a plumeria stick out there, and it will stay the same all year long, you know, and with you not even realizing that it's dead, kind of a thing. So you definitely don't want those to freeze. Moving them into a patio.
If they do freeze, they're going to rot. Now, I think hers might be in the ground. So,
she says they're in the ground.
Yeah, so she can't move them.
Covering them?
You could, but I think it's probably too late now.
Yeah.
They've been damaged. They're damaged. One thing you should probably make sure you don't water them now, because the combination of cold and moist conditions,
icy.
The roots will rot for sure. So stay away from that.
Did we get a shout-out from Sweden on our Facebook page?
Yeah, we have Elizabeth listening to us from Sweden. Welcome, Elizabeth. Yeah, who knows where these people are coming from nowadays, huh?
Well, I hope you're
watching
a regular.
Watching online, you can be anywhere in the world right now watching us and chatting with us about all their gardening and fun stuff.
And John is an expert when it comes to gardening Scandinavian style.
I used to have a book that was written in Norwegian that someone had given me on Norwegian gardening.
How did that go, reading that book?
I didn't
still
really...
on the shelf, isn't it?
No, I think I gave it to someone else. Actually, I gave it to someone we used to work with, to Siri Jostad.
Oh, okay.
Who was Norwegian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for joining in. Should I
ring for you? Oh, because you said Siri.
You said Siri, and now his phone's going off.
That was very good.
Oh, that's so
now,
funny.
She was a little late. There was about 5 seconds there, but no thank you, Siri. We're good. That's what? Like at home, because we've got Alexa, the Amazon.
Right.
And anytime that, even on TV, whenever that name comes up, she's ready to help us.
So now everyone who's listening to us has Alexa going off in their homes.
Yeah, Alexa, Alexa, Alexa.
That's funny.
What else do we have? Are we up to date on our questions, comments?
Well, we did get a comment from John, who said that you can shade your tomatoes as well. Afternoon shade works well. And they use this in desert areas quite a bit. They'll cover the tomatoes with shade cloth. Or even Rimei would be good, what's also used as a frost cloth.
It's a lightweight white fabric.
Right. And that could be used to cover Lenore's plumeria too, but again, I think it might be a little bit too late.
So you think even one night down into the 33s would affect a young plumeria?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Well,
usually you have the ends of the branches that freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like we were saying earlier, the first hour, is don't cut anything back. You know, wait a month until things begin to grow. And if the plumeria did freeze, they'll usually freeze back so far and you just cut out the dead wood and then they'll resprout later on, especially when the weather warms up and Lenore's in canyon country, which gets nice and toasty in the summer. So they should come back. But that happens when you move plants away from where they're native, you know, where they naturally grow. Sometimes they'll do well and other times they won't. It just depends.
And every plant is different. You could have 10 of the same plants. Half of them do well, half don't.
Just like people.
Just like people. It is break time. We've got one more segment coming up. Keep those questions, comments coming on Facebook Live. Also, we'll check the phone calls at 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. This is the Garden America Radio Show.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
adjustable bed.
So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for listening and watching, if that's the case, on Facebook Live, Garden America here. Every Saturday we kick things off at 8:06 bright and early, 11:06 Eastern Time Zone. And the rest of the Mountain Time, Central Time, so on and so forth. We are back at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com and your Facebook questions. Let's go back to the phones, though. We've got a listener from Florida. Jane is standing by from Florida. Jane, welcome to the show. How can we help you? Thank you for calling.
I have several Alamanda bushes that just the leaves fall off. They'll grow a foot tall, and then the leaves drop off. They turn yellow and drop off. And I have
go ahead. That's all right, Jane.
And then also I'd like to ask about my Christmas palm tree where all the fronds have died off from the two-night hard freeze, and I'm wondering if it will come back.
You know, it's possible, but what part of Florida are you in?
Newport Richey by Tampa.
Okay. That area has gotten some unusually cold weather. And on a palm tree, the Christmas palm that you're talking about is more tropical than some palms. And if the center of the palm froze, it will never come back. It's going to die. However, you're not going to be able to tell for probably about 6 weeks. As the weather warms up, okay. If the actual heart of the palm did not freeze, it'll start to put out new leaves. And if that happens, then you can just cut off the old ones and it'll be fine. But it's really hard to tell right now.
Okay.
Pardon me?
We're in the 80s. We've been in the 80s for 3 weeks. So
yeah, you need about six weeks of that temperature to be able to tell. So 3 or 4 more weeks, you should be able to see.
Very good. And then
the Alamanda was, that was probably also affected by the cold. And as long as the branches are still green, if you put some water-soluble fertilizer on the plant, maybe like liquid kelp, mix it up 2 tablespoons to a gallon of water and just pour it over the branches and let it drip onto the ground, that will help. Also, in your soils.
I'm sorry. Maybe it is the soil problem because these are 2.5 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say also in some of the soils in your area are really low in iron. And the leaves may not have enough, or the plant may not have enough iron in order to keep the leaves on the plant. So if you can get a little bit of chelated iron and either put it in the ground around the plant or mix it up and pour it on with a watering can, I think that'll help also.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane. Call us again. We appreciate it.
Yeah. She's in Tampa.
Bye.
Okay, you betcha, Jane. Thanks. Go ahead, John.
I was going to say Jane's in Tampa. She's right near our friend.
I know. You're going to say
Tatiani,
Top Tropicals?
Yeah, we're at Top Tropicals, who's in Fort Myers, which is, you know, a little ways from Tampa.
Right.
But still, you know, what a great nursery to go out and look for cool plants. You know, we had Heidi got back and said that it was Hyophorbula genicaulis that she was asking about. So, Heidi, there's zero chance that you can grow that in Ramona. Yeah.
You know, if I had a little womp, womp, womp,
exactly.
I would play that now. Sorry about that, but at least you know now. Knowing is better than wondering.
Well, you know, Home Depot has been bringing those plants in.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's one of the issues sometimes with some of the stores that ship or get plants from all over the country is they'll bring them in, and they might not identify them as a house plant or as, you know, particular.
Well, they've been bringing in really large plants, like 15, 20-gallon containers. So definitely wouldn't think of it as a house plant.
Yeah, and, you know, then you, like, take it home and the first. And then something like that sometimes, if you bought it at the right time and you had it, it'll survive for a while. And then that one temperature change, hot or cold, and it'll take it out. And then no more.
Yeah, it really, I've always been fascinated by bottle palms, though, because they really look like a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, kind of an elongated,
look
like a wine bottle, kind of.
There is one planted at a church in Mission Hills, and it's beautiful in the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there for forever, but it definitely does not thrive.
It just kind of exists.
Yeah, exactly.
And there used to be one at the Bahia? I don't know if they've changed the name of it. It used to be
it's still
Bahia.
It's
to the Bahia Hotel, yes.
They used to have a collection of palms
I think they still
the
do. They did the same thing with the catamaran, which is owned by the same people, the Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Evans.
Bill Evans.
Junior, I believe. And same thing. Many, many years ago, they went totally tropical crazy on both of those hotel locations.
Yeah. So
Are we caught up?
We are caught up. I just was looking at the list now, and, you know, Rick had mentioned, I just mentioned it because people in hot areas like the San Gabriel Valley need to provide shade cloth to protect them during the extreme heat times, referring back to the tomato discussion that we had when it gets too hot now. And that could happen to us, too, where we go from these extremes of cool temperatures to hot temperatures. And so for the listeners, reminder that if your temperatures are above 80 degrees, cool your tomato plants, either by shading them or watering. I saw that one device. Do you remember that one device? And it was like a padding thing around tomatoes, but you filled it with water. So it kind of kept the tomato from the temperatures fluctuating
it kept
too
it cool,
much.
So it kept the temperature range more even?
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was kind of a neat thing one time. But
are you talking about Walla Waters?
Is that what it was?
Because those are used to protect small plants from freezing. You put them around
your tomato to keep it cooler. It's like tall, and you fill each little spot with water?
Yeah, those are Walla Waters.
How's that going to keep it from freezing?
Well, the water holds heat.
And then it doesn't freeze around it?
And it doesn't freeze around it.
Look at that. Could it keep it cool?
You're not from Michigan, I can tell.
No, but you know what? You ended that conversation just in time because we have to say goodbye. Thank you so much. Hey, we do appreciate your support. Thank you so much for watching us on Facebook Live, listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. The good folks at Biz Talk Radio, thanking them. Want to thank Zach, our director and studio coordinator, keeping the phone calls coming, keeping us on the air. So for the entire crew from Biz Talk Radio, Zach, Jeremiah, Brandon, thank you so much. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, have a safe week. Until next time, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.